From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Xcel Energy says it plans to build the state's largest wind farm in eastern Colorado with enough turbines to generate 600 megawatts of electricity. The company announced the plan today but gave few details other than saying the wind farm would occupy land in several counties. The Denver Business Journal reports the plan also includes partner Vestas, which has four wind turbine factories in Colorado. A measure that would pave the way for students to take medical marijuana on public school grounds passed the House Agriculture, Livestock, and Natural Resources Committee yesterday on a bipartisan vote of 10-3. Penta Berkland has more.
The bill would require schools to allow a parent or caregiver to administer medical marijuana to a student during school hours. It must be in a non-smokable form, such as patches and tablets. Jenny Storms has a son with cerebral palsy. He was suspended for using medical marijuana last spring. She testified in favor of the bill, along with other families frustrated by the current system.
He lost his therapies. He was punished. And he didn't do anything. I'm the one who did the mistake.
And since I can't give the cannabis on school grounds, my son has to miss a lot of school.
Under current state law, school districts can create medical marijuana policies, but none have done so. The Colorado Association of School Board Executives testified against the bill. They worry allowing medical marijuana would risk federal money schools receive. Supporters say the measure would help about 300 students who need the medicine for pain, spasms, and seizures. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.